Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you.
I was talking about summer with God, and I was like, what do you want to do? And he said, I want them to understand how powerful my word is. I need them to understand and put an emphasis on what the word of God does in their lives and for them every day. And I think we can get so jam-packed full of all of life's stuff, right? I don't know if what your life consists of, but literally within moments, it's like pivot for me. I have somebody calling me. There's somebody who has a need, and I'm constantly like, okay, let me handle that. Okay, let me handle that. And sometimes I get weary. I don't know about you. Does anybody else get weary because you're just doing so much all the time? And so you can get weary, your heart can get heavy. You can find discouragement really fast. Did you notice how fast it is to be negative, right? It's easy to be negative. It's hard to not be negative. And that's because when we fill up on the word, it's a filling that refreshes our soul, and it's a power that's released in you, and it's something that comes against the works of darkness. And so the word is so powerful, and it's sharper than any double-edged sword. I wanted to preach that one. Pastor Tracy did such a good job, and what a powerful word. So if any of you missed any of the messages for the last series, they should be online. I don't know, Jules, are they up? Because I know some of our media team was having, we had a one of our media guys in the hospital. Okay, good. So it's on our app. So pray for our staff right now. We have been getting taken out, man. Like, Pastor Teresa was in the hospital. She's okay now. We have now Ian, our media guy. He was in the hospital, in ICU. I mean, seriously, like, it's just one thing after another. And so we had one of our staff members' daughters die last week from anaphylactic shock. It was horrible. It was a horrible tragedy. And yet, in all of this pain, I'll tell you right now, no matter what goes on in life, the word will be your anchor. It does not change. It does not move. It is always there to comfort, to edify, to build you up. If you don't have the words, just speak the word. If you don't know what to do, just get into your word. If you feel like you're cold with God, still read his word anyways. If you feel like you don't know what to say to somebody, go and ask God for a verse to speak to them. And you see, the word has power. And when we release the word, it is the greatest comforter in the world. And so I had been reading in Psalms 119, and I just love the word of God because it edifies my soul. But go with me to 105, verse 105. Psalms 119 is one of the longest books in the Bible. I love it. And it says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Wait, I think we already did this in the very first week. And it says, God's word for living is so good. And then it says, I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I love how it says, I have sworn and I have confirmed in the Amplified that I will keep your righteous ordinances. This word is God's ordinances. It's his instruction manual for your life. It is what will edify you. It's what will give you direction. It's what will sanctify you. It's what will bring you wholeness. It is life. It is not dead. It is not antiquated. It is powerful. And I love that. And then out of this, I'm going to go with me to Proverbs 6:23 in the Amplified. And it says, For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching of the law is a light. I love this. And the reproof rebukes. Reproof means it rebukes for the discipline, the way of life. You see, the word teaches us many things. It is a teacher. It is a guiding light for you. It is your anchor. Girls, when you find yourself not knowing what to do, grab your Bible with everything in you. Begin to learn it for yourselves. I hope that we've nurtured something in you to want to memorize scripture and to want to stand on the word for your kids and want to stand on the word for yourself and want to stand on the word. You see, it is the word that breaks the yoke. It is the power of God that is released when we speak it. And Satan knows how powerful the word is, and he has no jurisdiction. He has no ability. His agenda cannot reign when the word is spoken. And so we have to begin to speak the word. The word is something that will teach us so many things. And I was just up in the middle of the night at 4. I've been waking up at 4:41 every night. Does anybody else do that weird? Like, why not 4:40, God? It's so weird. And so, like, every night, 4:41. Now, I don't know if it's perimenopause, and that's when my air conditioning turns off. So... But I woke up last night like, Lord, what are you saying? Because it's been a week of 4:41. And he was like, I want you to just go through some scriptures with them about what my word does. And I said, okay, let's go. So you can probably just write these down. The word teaches us. It teaches us how to love as Christ loved you. John 13:34, it says, so now I am giving you a new commandment to love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. How about this one? It teaches us how to forgive when we are hurt, when we are abandoned, and when we are rejected. Colossians 3:13. And it says, make allowance for each one's faults and forgive anyone who has offended you. Remember that the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. How about this? It teaches us how to run a business God's way. Did you know that God is actually into business? That God wants to prosper you? Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for he is the one giving you the power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to his fathers in its day. There's so many, so much more, but I'm just going to use one for each of these. How about how to have a great marriage? There's a whole chapter in Ephesians. Ephesians 6:1-2. I'm just going to give you that reference. I'm not going to read the whole thing. How about how to be a good boss? Or how about how to be a good employee? Do you know God talks to both of us on these matters? Ephesians 6:5-9. How about how not to sin? Oh, Hebrews 12:1-2. It says, so then let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and of the sin which holds us tightly. And let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, whom is our faith, and he depends on the beginning of the end. Did you know that the Word of God will teach you how to have a friendship? Did you know that the Word of God will teach you how to live every day opposite of how you've always known how to live? Did you know that the Word of God will teach you how to switch your thinking? That the Word of God will teach you where creation came from? That the Word of God will teach you what's going to happen in the end times? That the Word of God will edify your heart when you're broken, and it's the comforter, it's the healer, and it's the restorer? The Word of God is everything, is all and important. And in fact, the state of California tried to put that any book that would talk against homosexuality would be abolished. And I'm here to tell you, they did not win so far. The Bible does talk against sexuality. You say, but I have a kid that's walking in that. I myself have struggled in these areas. This is not to bring condemnation. But listen, when we look at what God says on how to do life, we have to change who we are, and we have to step into what the word teaches us is right and wrong. So the truth is not what you think it is. I know the world has told so many people, what is your truth? Oh, well, that's your truth, boo. Well, that ain't your truth. Your truth is not your truth. Your truth should be only what the word of God says, based out of what the word of God says. I love Brother Hagin. I actually got to sit under him. I was one of his last students before he passed away. And he said, he would tell us this all the time, you got to find two or three scriptures to confirm what it is you're believing God for. And if somebody comes at you and tells you something, you better know your word enough to be like, show me in scripture. Because this is what we base everything off of. This is what is your bread and your butter. This is what is your anchor. Because you're going to feel a million different ways in life, girls. And things are going to change on and off all the time. Your kids are going to do crazy things. And your husband's going to say crazy things. And you're going to be a little bit crazy at times. But yet, here's the word that will come and anchor us. That will put our feet to the ground. The word that breaks the yoke. The word that breaks the power of the enemy. The word that brings change when we don't see change. And so I believe that we're going to move into a new place in Women Rock, and we're going to continue the 1 Corinthians series. But I want to also teach you how to fight, because a lot of you have been getting beat up. A lot of you have been putting up with a lot of stuff. And you say, Pastor, how do you know that? Because you all tell me. And so I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, we got to teach them again to fight. We got to fight. And do you know how we first and foremost we fight? We pray. Did you know you can change the plans of what Satan has in order? You can change it. And there's some topics and there's some fights that I believe that are worthy of our women's ministry to get on. And one is there's a bill that was passed. I think it's AB 459. I'm not quite sure what the number is. Does anybody know the exact number? 495. And it is a bill that gives anybody the right to go into a school or wherever, and if they think you're an unfit parent, they can take your child from you. Yeah. We got to wake up, guys. And they already passed it, I think, in the House, and now it's going to the Senate. And so we have an evil, corrupt government here in the state of California. Hating on God, hating on your families, hating on your moral systems. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. It's evil. And the bottom line is we need to pray, because I don't want to see young moms having to move out of our state. I don't think that running from these things is the answer. I know there's another pastor that says, you better run, you better leave. Where is the faith in any of that? We have the authority to turn the trajectory of our cities, of our nation, and we need to take authority over this foul spirit that's trying to take out your grandchildren and your children and all the things that are coming at you. And so I just thought today, since we know that the word gives us authority, and we know that the word carries power, and we know that Satan has no power over us, that we can begin to pray and ask God together that our children and our children's children will be safe, and that they will not be able to take. This also opens up sex trafficking on a whole nother level. Let me give you the other side to this thing. If all the kids that came over the border in the last 4 years, there's a lot of children that have nobody with them. And so the sex traffickers are trying to get them. Now they can walk into any school and say that they belong to them, and they can take them instead of them being placed in a home. And so, guys, we need to protect these kids. I did talk to people. There's agents and there's people that I talk to in our city. San Bernardino is the number one child sex trafficking community in all of California. What? When I heard that, I went, no, not with my church there and my girls. We are going to stand against this foul spirit that has come to steal, kill, and destroy, that is not bringing purpose to the next generation. And we're going to ask God to intervene in this. And so will you guys pray with me, and let's use the word against this. And so I want you guys to get together, actually. I want you to get together. I want you to hold hands and stand up, because we're going to fight. We're fighting now. We're fighting for our kids. You have fought for your kids. These may not be your kids, but we're fighting for humanity, because we together are better than we are apart. And so, Lord, we come to you. Join hands. Lord, we come to you right now. And Lord, we pray, God, forgive us of our sins in the state of America. And number two, in the state of California, Lord. Oh, God, go before our government and turn the hearts of the king, God. And Lord, I ask, God, that these bills that will hurt and rip people out of homes that are healthy, that are going to take children and put fear into people and humanity, right now we cast you out, you foul spirit of fear. You will not control the state of California or the Christians of California. And we stand up against your laws and your plans, and we break your assignment in the name of Jesus. And we call every child that's born in this city and in this state to be healthy and whole and restored. Lord, we ask for homes for those that don't have homes. Lord, we pray, God, every sex trafficking ring be abolished, Lord. Wipe out the wicked, Lord, and let the righteous stand and firm it. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, we take back the ground that Satan has stolen from us. And Lord, forgive us for not taking watch. Forgive us for not going after what Satan is trying to steal. And in the name of Jesus, we break the power of Satan over our city. And we say San Bernardino will be a safe city. It will be a city of rest. restoration. It will be a city where generational curses are broken, and there will be life that comes out of this city in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray over every young person right now, every plan of Satan to take them out and to rob them and to get them to fall away from God. Lord, we ask God, have mercy on the next generation. Lord, go before them with favor. Open their mouths with prophetic words. God, give them an unction and a desire for you. Lord, let there be a fire lit under them, God. And Lord, I pray that we will see wells of salvation out of the next generations, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we break the yoke. We break the burden. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that every demonic power that has had its hand in these homes in this room, in the homes outside this room, around our city, we break you. We serve you. Notice you have no place. And in the name of Jesus, they will serve God. They will be voices and beacons for their generation. They will take your gospel to the ends of the earth. And Lord, if you should tarry, Lord, we ask for wells, wells, wells to spring up, Lord, of salvation. And Lord, we ask God that no weapon formed against your body will prosper. And Lord, I pray faith to arise in these women. I pray for a spirit of intercession to arise out of these girls. Lord, wake us up in the midnight hour. And Lord, help us not to think of ourselves, but to think of others, God. Lord, to serve the body of Christ, God. To pour your spirit and the word of God into it. So Lord, we ask God that the spirit of selfishness that's been upon every generation, Lord, we ask that it would break right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that there would be a spirit of unity that falls on our families, in our homes, in our churches. And Lord, we pray, God, that there'd be freedom and there'd be breath of fresh air. God, there'd be a joy of the Lord that fills their hearts and the power of God that would flow out of their mouths as they use the word of God. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you are more than enough. We thank you, God, that your word will go forth. We thank you, God, that we will see generation after generation, God, that will serve you. And those that are lost and afraid and alone, God, and that they've been sold into sex slavery, God, I pray you bring laborers across their path, God. Deliver them from evil. And God, I pray, God, that they would know you and they'd find you and that they'd seek your face. And Lord, rescue them from the pit of hell they're living in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Thank you, Lord. We got to take ground, girls. We have to take ground. And that's how you take ground. When you see something, pray over it. You don't have to gossip about it. You don't have to worry and frant over it. And, oh, run, everybody run. No. Everybody get on your stinking knees and start praying. What are we doing running? We have more than what we realize we have. We have the power of the living God in the inside of us. And we got to get tough, guys. It's time to get tough. We got to get tough. We got to be like women of steel. Nothing's going to touch you because God's got you. Nothing's going to touch you because God's got you. And you just remind yourself, if you didn't hear last night's message, go back and get it. But God. But God. And so today, I believe some of you don't know who Jesus is, and I want to give you the opportunity to know him because he knows you, but he's waiting for you to say yes to him. You may say, well, I do believe in who Christ is, but I don't know. Maybe I haven't really been serving him with all of my heart and all my life. Today, I want to give you that opportunity to know God as your true father. And what that means is you're going to say no to sin. You're going to say no to your old ways. You're going to say no to your old thoughts, your old past. Everything somebody has spoken over you, all of it will be washed away when you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You do not know who you are yet until you know who God is. You're walking around empty without Christ. And so today I want to give you an opportunity to be filled up with God, where you will invite him to come in and be the Lord of your life. He will take the seat of your heart. And he will guide you and direct you, and you will no longer be alone, but you will take Jesus everywhere you go. And you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're still here in your physical form, but your spirit man is renewed, and you are now grafted in, and you will become a child of God. You say, well, I thought I was a child of God, Pastor. You know, I go to church sometimes. I read my Bible. I've volunteered. Did you know that you don't get saved or become a child of God doing any of those things? Nope. It's not about your actions. It's about your heart. Jesus says that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And he says, no man comes to the Father except through him. He says, in order for you to be saved, you have to believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that he is Lord. And so today I want to give you that opportunity. How do you do that? You pray. We pray together. And so we will take a moment to invite Jesus to come in and be the Lord of your life. But I want you to understand what you're doing. It's not just a one-time prayer, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then I get to go to heaven. No, it's actually, okay, now I'm turning from this life that I used to live, the old me, and I've got to now start to learn who I am in the new me. And then there'll be a whole process that we'll offer to you of discipleship. Keep coming to church, meet new friends. God is going to do some powerful things in your life. But you will never know the power of God like we talked about. You will never know the beautiful parts of who Christ is until you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. And so if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a chance. If you've been running from God instead of to God, I get it. I was there at one point in my life. No judgment. But it's time to turn from that old life, and it's time to say yes to Jesus, because he's calling you home. And he's saying, you're not promised tomorrow. I buried that poor girl. We're burying her this weekend. She didn't think that when she went and ate those nuts at a yogurt shop that that would be her last day on earth. But it was. And I'm here to tell you, she's now dancing on streets of gold. We know where she is. But do you know where you'll be? Do you know where you'll be one day? Because her life spoke Jesus. Does your life speak Jesus? My father-in-law, he was just here and he was gone in a breath. My dad, here, said goodbye, Jess, I'll see you tomorrow, and gone. Found him smiling with his sheets like, I'm ready to go. You just never know when our last breath is gonna be. And I don't want you to wake up in hell one day and thinking you were right with God. But I want to give you this opportunity to get right with God right now and to say, yes, Jesus, I do believe you're real. And I know this thing called life is real and death is real, but I want to spend eternity with you forever. And you are God and the one true God. There is no other God except for Jesus. And so today, if that's you and you've been running from God instead of to God, quit playing games with God today. Your life matters, you're important, and he loves you. And he says, come to me.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.